Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be starting to learn the halachas of Kriya Shema. And as the Torah and Shulchan Aruch do, as they start the Hilchas Kriya Shema, they speak about the Zman Kriya Shema, the time, the proper time to say Kriya Shema. Now, as a preview before we start the shiur, there's two important things to remember. Number one is, there is a way to calculate when does Zman Kriya Shema start, and when does Zman Kriya Shema end, and what's exactly the timing of the day. That's not going to be the scope of this shiur. We're not going now through the astronomic and daily calculations. We're going to be relying on just the concepts that we have a luach, we have with the Zmanim, and there we have the different Zmanim of the day. Obviously, we'll mention when it's appropriate, if there is a machlekes, as we'll see, and so is my creation, when exactly it is. So we'll mention, we're not going to go through the exact calculations. Maybe one day we'll get back to that to figure out what are the different shitas regarding Zmanim. So that's number one. Number two, and this is really to dive straight into the topic, when we're speaking about Zman Kriya Shema, people think that Zman Kriya Shema, people know, but usually when you say Zman Kriya Shema, you're talking always about Soif Zman Kriya Shema, the end of Zman Kriya Shema. But Zman Kriya Shema has also a beginning. There's Tchilas Zman Kriya Shema, and there's Soif Zman Kriya Shema. There's a time where you could start saying Kriya Shema, and the time where you have to end to say Kriya Shema. And the topic of this year will be just to learn what are these times in terms of the conceptual things. What's the time where you could start say Kriya Shema? When is the Iker time to say Kriya Shema? And when is the end of the Zman Kriya Shema? And the different shittas according to that. So let's start with the Gemara. In Brachas, really the Gemara is the one addresses right away. The Gemara in Brachas, the number one on the page, on the right side of the page, the Mishnah says, Me'im Asai Koyim Mishra V'Shachis, when do you start saying Shema in the morning? So the Mishnah says, Mishiyakir bin Tcheles Lavan, when he's able to differentiate between basically white and blue of the Tzitzis Bashtis, Lazorim bin Tcheles Lakarti, it's maybe blue and green. This is the Mishnah defines it. Adanet Sachamo, and you're supposed to do Kriya Shema until Nates. Habishua Imer, Ad Shalosh Shos, no, not till Nates, but until the 3 hours of the day. The Gemara, the Mishnah continues and says, in the Mishnah, Shekan Dech Melochim Lamed V'Shal Shad, so usually sons of kings wake up in the morning at that time, and because we did a Bikumecha, as the Gemara Brocha said earlier, how do we know the times of Kriya Shema? B'Shachach V'Kumecha, when people go to sleep, that's when you say Kriya Shema in the night. When people get up, it's when you say Kriya Shema in the morning. People get up, there are people who get up at 3 hours of the day, which means, obviously we're talking about, I'll get back to this, 3 hours of Shoy Zmanios, they divide the day into 12. Mikan Ve'elo, says the Mishnah, Lo Yivsi Kedom HaKarev HaTorah, if you did say Kriya Shema after 3 hours, it's like laning the Torah. You're not doing the right Shema, but, you know, it's not terrible. Says the Gemara, Ma Bein Tcheles Lovin. So the Gemara beginning tries to understand Tcheles Lovin, the Mishnah says. We're not going to go into these deals, let's just skip two lines. Says the Gemara, Tanyo, and the third line of the Gemara, Mei Oimer Mishiyakir Bin Zev Lekelef. Says a time that you can differentiate between a dog and a wolf. Give Oimer and Chamor La'aroid, two types of donkeys. To be able to differentiate between them. You will see his friend four amas away, and he's going to be able to recognize him. That's a time when Kriya Shema begins. What does it mean seeing your friend? Tais already points out over here that the Tais says in number two, just to see the first Tais, Tais brings the Yerushalmi that says, what does it mean your friend? So what is the friend that you know him very well? So even when it's much darker, you can recognize someone you're very close to, even when it's very dark. And if it's someone you don't know at all, so even when it's daytime and it's a little further away, it's hard to see. So you're talking about someone that you know pretty well, but you're not so close to him. So when it's 4 hours away, it's, oh yeah, that's Shmerel. That's Shmerel from down the block. I know where he is. So that's that time. The Gemara says, now the Gemara adds another sentence. That we do it, the time starts from the period that a person sees his friend 4 amas away. That's what we do for tefillin as well. Tefillin is like a cherim. Le kriya shema, we do it kevasikin. What's Kavasikin? We all know the word Vasikin. What's Vasikin? So, Omar, Yechonon Vasikin, and you're going to Yoiso and Neitzacham. The Vasikin, Rashi, the Talmidim, that they're very makrid and mitzvahs, they try to end Kriya Shema when? When the Neitzacham starts. When comes Neitz. Why? Taina Miachi, Vasika, you're going to Neitzacham, Kadishi Yisbach Yehudo Tfilo. They want to damage one answer in Eitzachamo. So they make sure to do Kriya Shema right before. Right? So the Gemara tells us the time starts from when he sees his friend 4 hours away. The Gemara says that's the time of Tefillin. And of Tzitzis, by the way. And one, but the right time should be when? It should be right before Eitzachamo. Right? That's what it tells us. So Tosis comes and tells us. See, Tosis brings, he has a problem, there's different contradictions. When is my Kriya Shema? We'll see soon. You have a Loisa Shacha, you have this time, you have Netzachamo, you have 3 hours of the day. So what's, how do you combine all that together? So Tosis gives us a rule how to do that, and many Rishonim agree with Tosis. Tosis says, if you look at the Matchili Kriya Shema on the right side of the page, number 2, right, there's a line ends with the word V'yesh Loima. And then Torah says, the Vedavada is my Kriyishma, Me'atcha, Ilacha, Amud HaShachar. So that Kriyishma starts after Amud HaShachar, which we'll get to in a second. Vizmanoi ad Gimel Shores. And it goes until 3 hours of the day. Umi umitzvah min amufchor kevasikin. The best time is to do it when? Somuch l'neitzachamo, kedeshiz v'regul tefillah. That's the best. That's the, if you want to look for the perfect timing, is you do it right before Neitz. So Tayyip says, it really starts much earlier in the day, which we'll get to that exact timing. But the best time is to do it before Nates. But you can continue on until 3 hours of the day. Like, there's a perfect timing, which is before Nates, and then you have before, and then you have after. That's what Tayyip tells us right now. Now, part of what Tosis is trying to address is a problem that we have with the Gemara and Yuma. The Gemara and Yuma, Daf Lamed Zayin with Beis says, number 3 in the page, in the middle of the page, the Gemara says that there was an Ivresh Shelzov, there was some kind of type of chandelier made out of gold in Beis HaMikdash, that when the Nates came, the lights used to go and there was sparkling lights from that chandelier. Tana Zag Gemara B'Shal Shacham Zerachas, Nitzaitzes yoytzim imenu, there's some sparks coming out of it. V'akol yoydim shigiyaz man kriyishwa. Everybody knows this man kriyishwa came. That's Neitz. Masha's man kriyishwa is only in the Neitz. Not before. We said that it's better to do it before and end it in the Neitz. And that's how the Tosfos says number 4 in Yuma brings Shita to Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam's Shita is, big chiddush, that the main time of kriyishwa is when? Is after Neitz.
But you just said the main time is after Nates.
Before Nates.
You didn't say it was the main time. I said everybody agrees it's better to join it at Geula and Tefillah.
To Geula and Tefillah. Which means what? Before Nates.
Right.
Here it says after Nates. It says after Nates came, then you do Kriya Shema. So what is the best time? Right before Nates or right after Nates?
I'm assuming you're going to be saying Tefillah, Shema Esrei,
at Nates. So Tosfos says, Rabbeinu Tam says, I'll tell you, I think the best time is after Nates. Hi, the Gemara Brach has told me the Vasikin, the people that Makbid and Mitzvahs, they do before, they really didn't do the best time. They were just wanted to do Shmoneh for the best time, and they wanted to do Geula and Tefillah together. They wanted to connect the Shema to Tefillah. So therefore, they did it before, but it's not the perfect way. Look at Taisa's inside, because I see you don't believe me. Look at Taisa's inside. Taisa says, in the end of the first line, in number 4, the Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, the Zman Kriya Shema V'achar Neitzachama, after Neitz, Kemasiz Nachol. Okay, Shimon. The Avasikin are you memarim shaloi kedin? Koydem netzachama. They did it not the right way. Bishvil choyves a tefillah because they spoke gula tefillah shteim hashemesh because they wanted to make gula tefillah together and that's why they did it. And that's what he says. And Tosfos brings different ways and end. And Tosfos ends it that if you look at the last line of Tosfos, this Tosfos says v'kosh mitzvosa im netzachama nashu ze ikar mitzvah kriya shema. That's not the mashmos of the Gemara's. Much of the time is to be before Kriya Shema, and that's what's supposed to be. And it makes sense, basically. You can add to that the Vasikin and Makbid and Mitzvahs, they couldn't do a perfect davening. They wanted to do davening in Nates, and they Kriya Shema at the wrong time, according to Rabbeinu Tam, because it would be very strange. So Tosfos disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam, but it's good to know this sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. I mean, there's another sheet in the Rishonim. But Taisa says, and many others say, no, the main time is before the Nates. Hi, why over here in Yuma they did it in Nates? So Taisa is back.
After the Nates.
After the Nates. I mean, Nates is a one moment, it's a second. So you do either before or after.
Right.
Do you start? So the Gemara in Brachas tells us you should do Kriya Shema before the Nates and ended by Nates.
Right.
The Gemara in Yuma says, after Nates comes, then you say Kriya Shema.
Right.
Steer in the Gemaras.
Right.
So Taisa, what did I want to say in the Chanan? Gemara Brachas is not so good. Don't do it before. Says Taisus and Brachas and others, the best time for Krish was to do it before the Nates. Hi, the Gemara in Yuma. Says Taisus is very practical speaking. There in Beis Hamikdash, they didn't have watches in those days. So how could people know when it's about, around the right time to say Krish? So they had a sign, Nates came. You know for sure Krish came. That's what he says.
That's pretty practical.
That's not, look, if you look at Taisus in the end, and Brachas, back that to number two, Yishtayma Daisus Manu Kvalat Sibu, we made that time, Fishla, Yu Yechoyin Lahagdim, Lamaik Vasikin, they couldn't do it earlier, Kiroi Bnei Adam, Einem Yechoyin Lachavin Oisashal. They don't know what time it is. And people don't know. So they say, you know what, Nates Achama, you know what Nates is, Nates is easy to know, there's the sparks coming out of the chandelier, that's how they do it. So Taisus maintains that the main part of Shema is right before Nates. And similarly, we find that's what the Beis Yosef quotes, the Rabbeinu Yoina, number 5 on your page. Rabbeinu Yoina says, Tanya me'achav esir gruto ima yitzachamo, so he says, koi kloima koidem yitzachamo. Okay, the Armenian Erev Shabbos, im chasheicha, means koidem. And he says, then he goes in third line, v'olam moiri harav, ava bishiv asiki, we'll koi moiso somon chetzachamo, even though for sure you do before Nates, so the beginning of the time, you can start earlier. Like the Gemara said before, you start from the time of seeing your friend 4 hours away, and that's what it is. They're not arguing. And then Nates is the main thing. And Elisham, he's giving 2 lines. So someone tells us, he starts earlier. Best time is the Nates Achamo, and that's what it is, that's what you want to do. Okay, so that's also what Rabbeinu Yoina says. So right now, according to what we learned right now, according to these we're showing you, the best time is right before Nates, and then you have another time, which is seeing your friend 4 hours away, which we call today, Zman Talis Utfilin. Because it's the same time we pass collective Beis Yosef, we'll see that this is the same time according to our mayor. This man Shiur is Chaver Abraham. It's the same time. So the time of year is Chaver is also Zman Kriyash. Basically the same thing. What about Alois Hashachar? Alois Hashachar is earlier, right? We have Alois Hashachar. Today's man says it's filling is about 6:24, 6:25. 6:20 according to one depends how you do it. Nate Sachama today is 7:18, and Alois is. 5:52 is earlier. It's earlier than what about Alois? Yeah. So the Gemara tells us in Brachas. If you look at the Gemara in Brachas, this number 7 on your page, in the top left, the Gemara brings Tanya B'Shirim and Yoichai Oimer Pehalim Shadav Kriya Kriya Shva Shteipayim Belayla. Sometimes a person can say Kriya Shva twice in the middle of the night. What does it mean, middle of the night? Not literally middle of the night. Echas Kriyim Shalim the Shachar VeEchas Laka Shalim with the Shachar. Right? So he's saying, so the Gemara explains, and I'm going to read the whole Gemara inside. The Gemara says, even though right after Alois, it still looks like it's dark. It looks dark outside. It's not, you know, you didn't, Alois means dawn. It just starts. It looks like in the middle of the night, you could still be Yoyt to St. Krish around that time.
Once that time comes.
When Alois comes.
After Alois.
That's what the Gemara says. Comes to right away, number 8 in your page. Say, oh, 1 second, not Alois. Says Taisus, if you look at this, and then the second line, I did not kalach sheyalim with the shachar lav dafka miyad that tzorch lamtin lechol apachois shiur demastisin says b'tchelz lekaiti, which means your friend, you have to wait for zman for this man. This man, which man? Talas tefillin, 5:20 today, not 5:50. So Taisus says, well, this is too early. The earliest time you could say ishma is only the time of talas tefillin. That's what Taisus says. But other rishonim disagree. And they hold that it really, from Alois it starts. Not from them. And Alois is only b'dievet. If you look at the Rajba number 9, the Rajba brings over here, he says, Mishalom l'shachat shakir bin chesalavon, that time between Alois and Zman, says the Tefillin, lechatchil lo yikra ele b'shas hatchak, only if you're mamish dachuk. You can do with the brachas. The minute comes man tis utfilin, shma is even lechatchila. Then you can go until 3 hours. Can't be sure. In other words, it starts from then until 3 hours. Still, as the Rosh with Isaac Toysu Ben Yonah said, the best time, the preferred time, is right before Nates. And that's he ends the Rosh with Elam Mitzvah Ben Amuvcha Velo Leikuva. So the Rosh says like this: really, you can do Kriya Shema from Alois, but that's B'Shas Adchak. You should at least wait for Zman Tzitzis Tefillin to start, and that's then from then on Lechatchila until 3 hours is Lechatchila. But the preferred time, it's a bit of mufchar, is the Netzach Hala. That's what the Rajma says. So it comes out according to them that at this stage we're holding, you have a lois shachar, b'di'evit. Zman, tzitzit utfilin, we call it, richuk arba ames, chatchila, mitzvah ben mufchar, before the Netz. That's what we have. The Rambam, on the other hand, in 6a, he argues two things we see from the Rambam. First of all, he holds, if you look at the Rambam, in its prayer kalaf, mechus krishma, aloch yudalef, do before the nates. Best time. And then he says what the time is. Okay. And then he says until 3 hours. Now, says in Aloch Yud Beis, you start from Alois. From Alois, you're good. And that's what he says. Now, the Rambam did not bring anything about Zman Tzitzis Tefillin. He didn't say Shiyiris Chaveri. He just says Alois, and he said before the Nates. And then the 3 hours. He does not mention that middle time. So you see from the Rambam that you don't have that middle time. Why? So the Pasha says, the way the Nesekelim explain, is that the Rambam holds, like the Rif, that when the Gemara gives us the two times, the Gemara says, going back to the Gemara in number one, the Gemara says, Chayim Oyim Yishiris Chaver Al Da'al Amis. And then comes Abaye and says, Letfilin Ka'achayim Likshiriyashma Kifasikin. He's arguing. He says, there's no such thing in Kriyashma. It's a machlekes in the Gemara. We learned the Gemara, it's not a machlekes. That it's a preferred time to do nates. The Rambam learns, Abaye says, he's arguing on a Chayim. And he always, regarding Kriyashma, we don't say this concept of Smanses Letfilin. And so says the Rif. How do we say that in the Rif? Because the Rif, if you look at the other side of the page, in 6b, and after the Rif brings his machlekes, the Rif says, he brings the machlekes. He starts with the shita that says, you have to wait. You have to see your friend for Amos. Then he says, Neitzacham agul l'tfila. Then he says, Vechen hilchasa. So everybody says, Vechen hilchasa. It's not a machlekes. You see, the Rif learns that it is a machlekes. And he holds no such things when it sits with tfila and make kriyashma. So according to that, the Rambam learns, there's no such thing as Zman.
Saying the earliest time does not exist.
The earliest time is Alois HaShachar, as you see. And this is like the other point we see from the Rambam. Because the Rambam doesn't look like Thesis. He holds like the Rajbo, that the earliest time is Alois, like the Gemara and Brachas of Chesem Obeis. So comes out, according to the Rambam, the earliest time is Alois. And that's with the Evid. Because as the Gemara, also the Mashmos of the Gemara. Sometimes it happens. Best time is before the Nates. And then it goes till 3 hours. The other Rishonim bring another time in between that lechatchilo, you can even say Kriya Shema from the time of Zman Tzitzis Tefillin. And that comes out over here. Now, when we'll see soon the Shulchan Aruch, we paskin, like the Rashbo, like the Rosh, the Rashbo, that the Zman Tzitzis Tefillin, the lechatchilo is from the time of Zman Tzitzis Tefillin.
It's Kriya.
That's the time when Kriya Shema starts. Right, sorry. So, meaning what? Especially when we get to these days, where the time is very late, and people have to daven early, it's best practice is that Kriya Shema should be said after Zman Tzitzis Tefillin, if possible. Again, b'di'evet, you can start from Alois. But get it to the chatchila time of Kriya Shema. Forget it. Tzitzis Tefillin, we know you can't put on before a certain time. Then we have the time of, can you daven before Nates? We're not in Hilchas Tefillah now, we'll get to daven before the Nates. That's another thing. But even when we, today's day, to daven before the Nates means you have to daven, you can't start davening before 7. And for many people, that's not possible. Therefore, people are makel to start earlier, but at least try to do the Shema after Zman Tzitzis Tefillah. That's what we see. According to the Rashi and others, after Zman Tzidut Tefillin, that's when you have, even though there's other Rishayim that argue, and oh, there's no such thing, there's no difference between Alois or Zman Tzidut Tefillin. So that's one thing we see right now. So as we go in the beginning of the time, as we learn right now, you have Alois HaShachar, start with the Evet, then you have Mitzvah in the move, then you have Lechatchilo from the time of Zman Tzidut Tefillin, and then you have the time of Neitz, right before Neitz, which is Lechatchilo, that's what comes out from the Rishayim that we learned.
No, you said Minamuch.
Mitzvah Minamuch, right. Now, when does it end? And then the Shalosh Ha'os. What is Shalosh Ha'os? So here the Mishabur already quotes it, you know, in short. 3 hours means you divide the day to 12. And then the end of the third hour, that is when comes Zman Kriyashma. Big Machlekes, we know the Machlekes is known from the Magen Avraham and the Goyen, the Vilna Goyen, or the Vilna Goyen and the Baal Tanya. But really it's a Machlekes, which is a much earlier Machlekes, but it starts in the Rishayim the Goyenim. And the machlekes is, how do you divide a day? Is the day, do you look at the day from Alois till Tzeis HaKachavim? Or the day is from Neitz till Shkia? And the Nafkamina is, when does the 3 hours start? Does the 3 hours, how do you divide the 12 hours? Is the 12 hours from Alois till Tzeis HaKachavim? And then the 3 hours start earlier, and therefore end earlier. Or it starts from Neitz and goes to Shkia. For sunrise, going to sunset, and then the day starts later. The night starts right. The hours of the day starts later, and then with the 3 hours end later, and then you have a little more time, and that's when we have two Zman Kriyashmas. We have Zman Kriyashma of Avraham, and we have Zman Kriyashma of the Goyen and the Baal Tanya. That's what we have. So that's the 3 hours. Okay, so we're not
question on the starting, only question on the ending.
Only question on the ending. For their machlek is only question on the ending. Now, once you get to that, you have to do Kriyash before that time. That's obviously Chatchil, do before 3 hours. The Mishnah mentioned, if you did go after the time, so then the din is, you should read Kriyash what Kikoyer Batoyim. So look at the Gemara. Zog the Gemara in the Avudim with base number 10 on your page. The Gemara says, Omar Chizdo Omar Rukvo Bilvat Shelo Yoyma Yetzor. Don't say the Brachas. Yetzor at least, after Zman Kriyash. The Shema is like Kriyas HaTayro. You do say the Brachas. So the Gemara, to you, to the Brachas, to Yufta. Yeah. Right. We do say the Brachas, even after Zman Kriyashma. And some say, that it wasn't a question, it's just that's what Avchizda said. Avchizda, Mavukvo, my lo yivsi, shlo yivsi brachas. That's what the Mishnah says, lo yivsi brachas. I mean, you are mafsi shema. Shema is until 3 hours. Later than that is only kikrei b'tayra. So, well, yeah, but the brachas you still have.
We don't do it. I mean, let's say Yom Shabbos is 9 o'clock on Shabbos, it's 9:07. So we'll say Kriyas Shema early. We don't say the brachas or Kriyas Shema.
But you say the brachas after.
I'm saying when Davin.
So I'm talking about after. Right now, they want to speak about after.
But you say
the brachas after?
Oh, okay.
That we'll get to.
When you get to Shachar, so you do that, right?
When you get to Shachar, do that if it's Zman Tefillah. Let's get to that. So what I am Yachia, Kerim Mikai Vech Leivsi, Galush Kerim Batayu, in other words, Aval, Bevor, Chushtal, Fanem, Vachas, Avor, Echoel, you do say Brachas of Kriyashwa, even after Zman Kriyashwa. Comes the Rosh, in number 11, and the Rosh says the following. So he brings the Gemara, and he says like this, Yeshli Stapik, second line, In return, Leima Ad Chatzois, Kishir Tefillah, Libra Rabbanon. Until when can you say Brachas Kriyashwa? Until Chatzois? Oya Dalet Shois, Libra Dabiudom, even until 4 hours. Which is Zman Tefillah. Zman Tefillah is 4 hours of the day. According to Abudu. Or Tefillah Kolayim Kulu, you've seen. Maybe you can do the whole day. Says the Rosh, Rabbi Goyen Zal Kosav Kol Shor Revis, the fourth hour. Alpha Mishayin Arnos of Oshtal Fanachas Achareo. Says the Rosh, Mashwa Davka Shor Revis, only the fourth hour, she was Zman Tefillah Abudu. Alpha Mekan Veilach, Hifsit Abrocha. Says the Rosh, Vim Birech, Oiver Al Loi Siso. He says, that's the Seres Dibros. Pretty harsh. Right? You cannot say Brachas Kriyashma after the fourth hour of the day. And that's essential. That's very important. So the Rosh says, I'm not sure what does it mean. Until when can you say Brachas of Kriyashma? And Kriyashma should do within 3 hours. What about the Brachas? So the Rosh says, well, I'm going until the fourth hour. Now this is really something the Kesef Mishnah, in number 12, has a problem with that. The Kesef Mishnah says, I understand. What is B'Shach B'Chol? How do you know the time of Kriyashma? As we mentioned before, time of Kriyashma is when? When people go to sleep. Can you say Kriyashma of the night the whole night? Yes.
Yeah, until.
But really, you can say Kriyashma the whole night. So why Kumecha means only in the beginning of the day? Should be the whole day? That's a question of Kazmish. Look at Kazmish, no? Number 12, why do we say only the idea of 4 hours, the Gemara says? She says the only reason is because we want to do a tefillah. We want to miss Tzomer Gula tefillah. And tefillah, you should not say after 4 hours. So Kriish, because before, that's we say a smechua akro, but really says the Kizmishta, if you didn't have tefillah, a person, he has onus, he wasn't able to daven, he should say his brachas Kriish even later in the day. Comes the Magid Avraham and says no. And Zataz, the Magid Avraham and others say the same answer. Say, you know why if kumecho doesn't mean the whole day? Because the kumecho means when you get up. Shechumecho means when you lay down. When do you lay down at night? And people that we're talking about, people going to sleep, lay down the whole night. They're not doing any other movement except laying down. So b'shachuecho means calls man that people are laying down. Laying down is the entire night. B'kumecho means when you get up. You get up only once, only beginning of the day. Look at the Magen Avraham, number 13. Near the kushami mikor leisa b'shul shachuecho b'ush calls man shu shoychev. Ava kim oloy mikri l'kisha oymed nemitasoy. When you get from your bed. Only standing, sitting, and walking. Therefore, says the Magen Avraham, the question of Kesemisha is not a question. And we go back to the other, what the Rosh says, that you cannot say the brachas of Kriyat Shema after 4 hours. This is a big enough kamina. When a person is in a davening, if in our, it's called in this generation, in many, most shuls, In many weeks, the people reach Kriyat Shema after Zman Kriyat Shema. So that's one subject. What do you do then? But if you reach Zman Kriyat Shema after Zman Tefillah, then you have a big problem. Then you have a much bigger problem, because then you can't say the brachas, or everybody says so, and then you cannot, the problem is, then the chuyah have an issue to say the brachas, even in the tzibur. To say the brachas, that's what we're seeing from this rush. Let's see now the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch gives us the halachas that we just learned summarizing everything together. Says the Shulchan Aruch number 14, Zman Kriyat Shachiz Mishiris Chaver Gilim Moik Tzad Yichigar Bahamas. The time that starts, the main time is Zman Tzizot Tfilin. Via Kriyanu. Vinishach Zman Atzav Shalosh Shalosh goes till the end of 3 hours. Shur Via Yoyim. Umitzosu Min Amuvchar Likreis Akev Asikin. I was skipping the parenthesis. Yichavni Likreis Amiyad Kredim and Etzachamo before the Nates. Right, so that's what you see. You should get to there. Big schar for someone davens nets. Okay, now it says in Sif Bay, says Shulchan Aruch, im loy koroy so kadem tzachamo, you need four nets. Try to do as early as possible. Says the Mishnah Berurah right away. It's a big taina b'nei Ashkenaz. I don't know what b'nei Ashkenaz. They delayed Kriyat Shema for a long time. You have to try to do it as early as you can. You can't do nates. It's a little too early. But try to do it early. Don't push the Shema for later in the day.
But if you have a set minion, I mean, does that mean you should say Kriyat Shema before your minion to say it as early as
you mean time? Minion that comes later?
Yeah, unless you
have
it 7 o'clock and you could do it 6:42,
should
you say it early?
No. It means you throw them in. Yeah, it doesn't mean that. Okay. Save the alat im koram shalom with the shachar. That's the b'di'evit. I'll be shalom yonus yotz works. Then he says again, im koram b'lei brachas. That's the curses money brachas. That's another topic. Then comes the shochnor sivov. I'll be shizmon onim shachat soiv hashoshlish. The time goes to the third hour. Im avra shashlish like kara kairo isa bikriseya kol shah revis. You could do the brachas during the fourth hour. Shushlish ayoyim. Vein l'schag kara bezmano v'im avra shah revis like kara kairo b'loy bikriseya kol ayoyim. You didn't do it. Try to chab shma, but you can't say the brachas after the fourth hour. That's basically what we learn right now.
What about before following up on Jeff's question? What if Nates is later, you know, an hour later than your minyan? You can say brachas, you can say everything before Nates. I mean, meaning Nates doesn't
and not gula tefillah. So,
yeah, that's right.
So I want to leave some of these questions really to allude to Beis Hashem for next week. I want to speak what's called the best practice. When a person has the challenge between him and his minyan. Right? What do you do? We'll get to all, I want to just touch upon it today. We'll start with that today. Beis Hashem next week, we'll go more into it. But right now, first of all, we see this money. That's what we see. And now, another very important thing is, When we speak about Zman Kriyashma, sorry, Zman Kriyashma, if you call Zman Kriyashma, what do you need to say before Zman Kriyashma? You need to say Shema, the entire Shema. So first of all, we have to start with Shema. Does Shema include brachas or not? What does it mean? When do you? If I say early, like you said before, do I say the brachas Kriyashma? So this goes to, turn the page, number 15, is a Rashi and brachas if you daf on base. The Rashi brings a machlekes if Kriyashma requires the brachas with it. Says the Rashi, opposing Rabbeinu Haigoyin, the Pirusha, the Sidra Meinu Me'akev, Avavade Tzorek Likras Eshtem. He needs to say the brachas of Kriyashma. And let's skip a few lines. And he says, he has a problem, Tzibur B'yachid, but he says you always have to say the brachas. V'yesh B'yachid says, when I go in, four lines before the end, Shavu, Debein B'yachid, and Mitzibur, Ein Me'akvois. Tzare Yikud. Kestoma de Bastisim, Taya Koyer, Dolechilka Ben Yachel Kalitziba Koyer. The Chen Nir Bein Kedivram, Brochus and Amakif. And as you go back to the first page, so I'm going back and forth, that's what I fit on the page when I was preparing it. Number 16, Shuchanag, Simon Tzanech, said it tells us, Kore Kriyashu Beloy Brochus, Yotze Nichor as Kriyashma, and without a Brochus, you Yotze Nichoivo, the Korechoiz, the Korea Brochus, Beloy Kriyashma, the Nil Shitav Laus, the Kriyashma, and your Brochus. So if you said the Kriyashma before, you don't have to say the Brochus. Later, you say the brachas, you don't have to say Shema again, because you already said the Shema. But it's better to say Shema together with it, because then the brachas are associated with the Shema. So that's what happened. That's first of all. So what you have to do before is when Kriya Shema is Shema only. If it's getting late, say Shema. Which part of Shema? Which part? So if you look over here, the Ramah, Le'el, we learned this in Simon and Vav when we spoke about the brachas of Birkas HaShachar. So the Ramah ended with Shema. And the Ramah said over here, the Tov Loimer B'Shachris, number 17, when you're saying the preview to davening, it says, why Baruch Shem? Sometimes you'll miss Shema and Kriyashma. Say Shema and Baruch Shem, Kriyashma and Kriyashma, and Yoytze. So Ramah tells us the main thing you have to say before Shema and Kriyashma is Shema and Baruch Shem. Comes the one in Avraham and says, V'Rasha, the Marasha, B'Tshuva, Kosev Lohim, Kam Ked Parsha, Rishayin, Shal Shema. Says better, you have to say the first bracha shema, the first parasha shema is better to say all that for Zman Kriyashma. Comes the pre-chadosh number 19, and he says it's better to say all three brachas, all three parashas, because you want to have vayoyimer tzitzis to connect it to shema as well, and to say tzitzis mitzrayim bezmano. And therefore he says, if you look at the end of the pre-chadosh, im roisha kol ma'arichim ma'abdim bezman lepiyutim, tzorech likris ha-shosh parashas koidim shiyarvu sholosh shores b'yoyim. So the Pichodesh says better to do all three Pashas. So you see, Mikra Din Ramon says, Shema Baruch Shem. At least to say, Ve'ohavto. I mean, the first Pasha, the Mashal says, so you want to say, that's why the Minig is in the Sidurim, it says the whole first Pasha, not only Shema. Shema Baruch Shem was after Mashal. Because the Pichodesh says, it's better to say three Pashas. You see, that's like, called Lechatchila is the first Pasha, Lechatchila is all three, but the other is the first Pasha. So you try to say there before the end, Osman Kriyashma. That's why we say the beginning of davening, so you yitzi there, but the eved yitzi. And I want to end today with what the Mishnah Berurah tells us. Mishnah Berurah brings the following. Mishnah Berurah says 2 points the Halakha Chofetz Chaim tells us. One is legabi making sure to make Zman Kriyashma. Says the Mishnah Berurah lechen ishli zoyer b'me'ach choyer number 20, first line in the winter lemar likus Kriyashma machash hayom kotzer. The day is short, make it for it. Says that Mishnah Berurah really mea kaitz tzach lizor tfei, and the summit's even earlier. The derech b'yodan la'amoy b'zman echot koriz l'choriv has kacholav v'alav kriyashma. So he says, probably because he's quoting the Taz. At the time of the Taz, people woke up, probably, they always woke up in the nates. So he woke up in the nates. So then he had more time to get this man kriyashma 3 hours or longer in the summer than in the winter. So Mishnah Berurah, today we all get up at the same time. So the winter is Zman Kriyashma is earlier than the summer. So you have to make, it is summer is Zman Kriyashma is earlier than the winter in terms of the hour. So you have to make sure to make it early. So he says the following. Start from the second wide line. If you wait for Kriyashma too late, even if you don't have tzitzis and tefillin, it's a mistake. Because you have to do bizman. And that's what it is. And then I'm skipping a few more lines. The end of the line says the Mishnah Berurah, V'yesh anashu shema'achiz man kriyashu b'shul tefillah b'tzibur. Some people, they delay kriyashu because they want to daven b'tzibur. V'gamzeh sheloi kedinu. It's not that boring thing. V'alkol ponim izaru likushua b'zmano kredim atfilu l'chav yitzah b'zeh. That's what it says. And ends the Mishnah Berurah, the last two lines. Many times in Shabbos and Yom Tov, people are misran Kriyashma. He says two options. Option number one, lekabitz minyan lispal koidim. Make a breakaway minyan. Right? That always works. That always works well, right? Or al kopani likus shvab is manakoy shidam lispal in matzibur. Can also say at least shvab before. But what the Mishnah is really referring to, that's what we're going to get to more next week, is davening Shema before is a b'dievet. Because first of all, you're not saying Shema together with the brachas. You're not saying the brachas right before Shemoneh Esrei, and you're not doing b'tzibur. So the best thing, if you're doing it right time, that's what he says, you should do b'tzibur. But at least say Shema before. So that's what Mishnah is about. You can make sure not to say Shema. Everybody knows that. But that's what we're seeing inside. Shema to Shal Shor is a big problem. So that's the good new shayla that we want to say. What we have to get to, I want to discuss in length next week, is exactly what's the best practice. Should a person daven be yichidus and davening with tzibur? Is that the right thing? Should a person leave his main minion to go there? Things like that. These topics are, and when do you prefer? That we'll see Beis Hashem next week that there's a problem. The Vilna Goyen, to say who says that it really is not a great thing to say Shema without brachas. So how do we solve that problem? How do you say Shema twice? All these things we'll discuss Beis Hashem next week. I want to just end with what the Biur Halacha says in Siman Ches. Biur Halacha brings a mitzvah and a mufchar. It says to daven neitz. The best thing is daven neitz. Says the Biur Halacha, da'zeirim likros kevasikin, if you want to be make it, mutar likros ulispal biyichidi imein leminyan. You can even do it biyichidis. V'gedoylim zemuchah v'mishta brokas, and shanta filum einu tefillin beisei gankiri afiluk achi zor likros v'zman asobuch neitz. So says the Mishnah Berurah, he wants to say, this is the Biur Halacha, that, and this is a heter, that according to this cost in length, the idea that if you could daven v'sikin, so then you have a heter to daven even b'yichidus. Now the big machlokes of Shlomo Zalman, of Yashiv, and other priskas manenu, if that's for someone who's makbe to do nates every day, or just someone randomly wants to daven, so he could choose to daven nates b'yichidus. Many gedolim would soymech on this kula to daven b'yichidus if you daven nates. So what I want to use it for us is not to have a heter to daven b'yichidus, but when a person needs to daven alone for whatever reason, he's traveling, he's alone, he has a problem, he can't get to the minyan. Try to daven nates, because the Mishnah Biur Halacha tells us when you're davening nates, you have a heter even after daven a minyan. So mainly, if you have to daven alone, try to make it nates, and then as if you're getting the big smilo, they maybe even greater davening a minyan, so you're able to accomplish that as well. So what we learned today, and with this we'll end, we learned today that the Zman of Kriyashma has a start, that starts at Elohis HaShachar B'dievet. Then you have the mitzvah, then you have a lechatchilo, which starts at the Zman of Tzitzit HaTfilin. The mitzvah and the mivchus to do right before nates. And then the mitzvah continues lechatchilo until 3 hours. And until 3 hours, the mitzvah is to do with a brachas and a minyan. If a person says he's not going to be able to do it, he should do it at least without the brachas before. That's the main halachas. And next week, we'll continue. What's the best practice when you have a conflict?